The closing of college campuses due to the coronavirus has forced a lot of educators to get creative, especially those who teach art. This morning, WBUR's Amelia Mason has a story on how instructors at the Massachusetts College of Art and Design have risen to the challenge of teaching their students outside of the studio.
The same day MassArt announced it would close campus for the rest of the spring, students in Chuck Stigliano's sculpture and drawing classes got an email. The subject line was the Chicken Challenge.
This is not an assignment, but an invitation. The rules are simple. Make a chicken, take a picture, email it, hit reply all.
You can make as It was in the early days of the shutdown, and a lot was still uncertain. Stigliano just wanted to keep his students engaged.
The real purpose was getting the students to communicate with each other and with me. And I knew that there was a lot of unease because I was experiencing a lot of unease, you know, and I thought you can sculpt with anything.
And the thing he wanted his students to sculpt was chickens. Soon his inbox filled up with them. There were crocheted chickens and a chicken-shaped pancake, aluminum foil chickens, and a chicken made out of wood shavings. Even a chicken-shaped soap bubble.
It restored a sense of community, I think, and that was the biggest part of it.
Creating a sense of community is just one of the challenges faced by mass art instructors like Stigliano as they adapt to remote learning. More than their liberal arts colleagues, they face an uphill battle without access to studios or materials, resources their students depend on.
When they initially closed campus, there was a huge uproar from the student body. They wanted their tuition refunded or partially refunded.
That's Ellen Adams, a senior at MassArt majoring in sculpture. Like a lot of students, she was skeptical they could do much without access to the school's facilities. And then she got sick with symptoms of COVID-19.
It just started out as a cough and it just totally dry cough. And then the next day I was so tired I couldn't get out of bed.
That's when she got Stigliano's chicken challenge. For about a week, while she was too sick to get out of bed, Adams drew a chicken every day and was cheered up by her classmates' whimsical creations.
The humor about it was really great, and it was a welcome distraction from just the chaos that was happening at that time.
But when it comes to actually adapting curriculum, some instructors have it harder than others.
Down in the metal shop, teaching welding without welders and foundry without furnaces is a little more challenging than drawing, for instance.
That's Margie Levine, an adjunct professor at MassArt who teaches metal casting. Normally, at this point in the semester, her students would be starting their final projects. Instead, she issued them a challenge. Find something in your house that will melt and cast it into a mold.
So when I say cast something, I mean butter, chocolate, candle wax, anything.
And the students delivered. One melted down candy and cast it into earrings. Another made a Play-Doh cast of a Ken doll's head.
It's all about problem solving. It's all about ingenuity. It's all about working with what you've got. So that's what I'm trying to impress upon the students and myself, too.
Since then, she's actually figured out a way for her students to cast metal at home by melting a pewter-like material on the stove and casting it into a mold made out of cuttlefish bone. Yeah, cuttlefish. Their spines, it turns out, are heat-resistant and sold at most pet stores.
It's not something that I normally would incorporate in a semester where we have full access to the shop. So in some ways, these kids are actually learning more than what they would have if we were at school.
It's definitely not ideal, but these are creative challenges any young artist should be ready to tackle. And now they're learning how. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.